If you happened to be in Turkey yesterday, you would have heard a good bit of commotion. The country was observing the 75th anniversary of the death of the founder of the modern Turkish state. Reporter Jacob Resnick dropped in on one guy who was marking the day in his own unusual way.
It's perhaps the noisiest moment of silence in the world. Each year on November 10th, sirens, whistles, and horns erupt for about a minute at 9:05 a.m. to mark the passing of Mustafa Kemal Atatürk. He created the modern nation-state of Turkey from the ashes of the Ottoman Empire after World War I. Yesterday in the capital Ankara, about a million people turned out at its mausoleum, which was open late into the night. In Istanbul, tens of thousands of people crowded in and around Dolmabahçe, the 19th-century Ottoman palace where Atatürk died 75 years ago. Others have come up with novel ways to honor modern Turkey's secular founder. At his tattoo parlor in Istanbul's fashionable Moda neighborhood, Danny Garcia offers free tattoos of the late statesman's signature. Garcia grew up in Germany, the son of a Spanish father and Turkish mother. He says he admires Atatürk for westernizing Turkey, and he's disturbed by what he sees as a growing gap between Eastern and Western values in Turkey.
We are trying to be modern or European, you know, and the other side tries to go back, you know, like the Islamic culture.
Garcia says just a few years ago, dozens would line up for the free tattoo. This year, only one client.
Actually, only one man who got the sign. It was Sunday, we had a football match, I don't know. I hope that was what affected, not something else, you know.
It's possible that people were distracted by a big soccer match, but the reality is Turkey is changing fast. For the past 10 years, the government has been run by the Islamist AK Party, and public signs of religion are increasingly acceptable. Earlier this month, the state religious directorate issued an advisor on its website saying tattoos are unclean and not in accordance with Islam. Garcia says he's not too worried about what that means for his business.
I don't take it for real important, actually.
And in the meantime, anyone who wants a free Atatürk tattoo in Istanbul will just have to wait until next year. For The World, I'm Jacob Resnick, Istanbul.